Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week in our Heartbeat, you spoke about, well, you gave it the title, God is better than I think.
Because he is. He just is.
And, I mean, just that phrase alone is a good, thing to ponder. It's amazing. Like, we've often heard how God is above and beyond anything that we can even imagine. And, you know, when I think that, then you kind of try and think, I don't know if you do this, but what's the biggest you can make God? Because then
he's bigger
even bigger
than
or
that.
Better yes. than that.
Yes.
I liked how you started off how, like, our life journey is us journeying into his eternal goodness.
Yes.
Like, isn't that a beautiful way to think of where we're headed?
Yes.
Like, we're journeying towards goodness and love. Like,
yes.
That's amazing.
The life's just going to get better and better and better.
Mm. So to think that, that's who God is. God is better than what we can even think. But you shared about the Our Father and how, you know, the line in Our Father, may your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Like, you focused on that line. And you were sharing how the kingdom of God can be on earth already. Like, we can already have more of God in our lives if we choose to live in those ways. Is that how you were?
Yeah, yeah. His kingdom's ways.
Mm.
But it's also, so the reality of my human existence in the world where I'm living on the earth now can also be the kingdom reality of living in the earth.
Yeah.
That they'll, it's like they merge.
They come together. Yeah.
If I'm living kingdom's ways.
Yeah.
I'm so, thinking kingdom's thoughts.
Yeah. So what's an example of how you do that in your life?
Well, it's following what Jesus told us how to live. Love God with your whole heart, soul, mind and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Mm. He says what? Love your enemies?
Yep.
He tells us to, you know, always look out for others, to care about others, to watch your language. Like, so it's how you're living is you're living the kingdom's values and the kingdom's standards, the kingdom's ways, the rules, if you want to use it, the word rules.
Yeah, and we can already do that now.
You know,
we don't
living
have
with
to
the
wait.
Promises of God as real promises that if I live like this, I will get this.
I liked your example of, like you said, you can't exaggerate God.
No.
How like, if we catch a fish, we always, slightly
oh,
exaggerate.
Oh, well, you know, it was this big, you know.
Whereas we almost kind of give an underwhelming example.
We do. We downplay God
like
all
like, description
the time.
Of God. Because,
yes.
Because we don't have an ability to actually explain.
Yeah.
Like, we're kind of the opposite way. Like,
no,
he's this big, but he's actually, like, so much bigger.
Yeah, we need to up him more.
Yeah, yeah. And then you shared from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. So I'm going to get it up here so I can read it. And it says, now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. So, like, if we focus on that verse 20, which talks about when God is at work within us, he can do within us more than we can even ask or imagine. I find that scripture such an encouraging one, particularly for those times when maybe you don't feel like you're achieving something.
Well, but it comes down to, what does it say? For him who does work within us.
Yes. Yeah.
We have to say, yes, Lord, I choose you to work within me, because it's free choice.
Mm.
So if I say no, then really I can't expect any more in my life, because I'm not allowing God to do the extra more that I could ask or imagine. I'm just allowing me to live in my human life. If I choose him to come and work in me, work within me, work with me, in spite of me, then I'm going to be an amazing creature
yeah.
because I'm going to be better than I could even ask mm. or imagine.
And so how do you think that does work in our lives? Like, do you think that that's, one, it's a decision, like you said, but then the way I think about it is let's say you're stubborn in a certain area. Like maybe you don't want to change your mind about a certain decision, but it's actually the wrong choice. And
you're going to then...
What you've got to be open to putting aside that stubbornness, and that's where the Holy Spirit probably is niggling you to go, come on.
Well, if you don't make the choice for God to come into, say, a certain area, then whatever happens in that area in your life, it's all on you.
Mm.
It's you're to blame. Whereas you say, Lord, I'm giving you this area, and something happens, then you can blame God. But God's goodness and greatness and a best for us
mm.
is way more than we could ask or imagine. Mm.
Mm.
What does it say? He's abundantly got more. Yep. It doesn't say he's abundantly got less.
Mm.
It doesn't say he's abundantly got, you know, we're going to have a poorer life. I'm not saying rich and poor. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the richness of the goodness of love and life mm. within us.
Yep.
So if we give it to God, we choose him and say surrender to him, then we can just imagine, oh my goodness, I wonder what my life's going to turn out like now.
Mm. Mm.
Simply amazing.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean then I'm going to be Prime Minister of Australia and be wealthy and have no problems or issues. Mm. That's not what we're talking about. We just know that we will have the love of God in our life, that our relationships will be in the right place, that all that God wants for us for living a good life.
Mm.
When I mean, I'm not talking again, not the values of the world, which is the wealth and the prestige and the power. It's though the goodness, the wholeness, the happiness.
Mm.
I will have.
And freedom, yeah. And I mean freedom in your heart. You can have freedom,
yes.
You know, in the sense of you. I mean, the other thing I think about with this scripture is that God can accomplish abundantly far more is, like, if you've been asked to do something in your life, whether it's start something, you know, start business, a new job, a business.
Career, yes.
And, you know, there's times in your life where you feel like you're not capable.
Mm.
But you go, you know what, God, I'm going to step out and do it because I do think this is what you're asking of me. Mm. Even though right now, Lord, I'm inadequate. I don't have the skills. I think those types of times in your life where you step out into something that you think God's asking of you, that's where you see God's abundance and accomplishment.
It's a bit like last week you spoke about how God helped you find the support worker for your daughter.
Yeah.
What you did was, I'm trusting in you, Lord. I'm choosing to trust in you. So the burden of trying to find somebody, you said, lifted off you. Mm. You didn't have a burden anymore.
Mm.
The weight wasn't there because God now could bring you his goodness, his what he needs for you and your daughter.
Yep.
And he did.
Mm.
And he did it way better than you could even think or imagine about it. It was easy. It happened out of the blue. It happened when you weren't even thinking about it.
Yep.
And that's what God does. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I just think sometimes if we can try and like put these practicals, as much as it's hard to be specifically practicals, all of us have our own families, situations, but trying to like give an example of like this could be how God might want to do it in your life. Or, and I mean, we would love to hear from you if you've got an example of how you're like, you know what, I had to step out here and I saw God work
way amazingly more than I could imagine.
Yeah, that's right. So that's what we're talking about, how God is better than I can even think.
Mm.
You know, how are you just in awe of what God has done?
Mm.
So the weekly challenge, I think, is to do that kind of stepping out or allowing a transformation of your heart and then seeing where God does that abundance. That
and record work. It, write it down, verbalize it, share it with someone, to, again, that's praising God like we talked about last week, but it's saying, wow, Lord, look what you did, how faithful you were, and way better than I could even ask or imagine. And that then helps you down the track trust in him for the next stage or the next season in your life.
So we hope that you've really enjoyed that chat, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.